When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
You know, Josh and Rich did a really good job with the team, and I was just kind of there for guidance and help in the dugout. I didn't want to be out there on the field having to make real decisions.
Because we talked to a lot of people. You know, Rich Hill last year, like his whole motivation was the coach's 12-year-old, and, you know, Joe Kelly's doing it now and everything. But it's like that part of it, why you want to play, like being around your kids at a unique time when you probably haven't been around was a good thing, right?
Yeah, it was nice to be home with the family. For once, they definitely wanted me around. I've been gone for so long. It's nice to see my kids growing up for the first time. Had the itch to come back and play ball. So
when did the itch like never went away?
Or? Well, I came very close to signing in the fall, just didn't happen, and then just decided I'd hold out. You know, I didn't want to wait and sign late in the year and have to go earlier in the year and go do the whole, you know. What I'm doing now, this early in the year, I wanted to stay home and enjoy it and then try to jump back in later so I could kind of have a little bit more of a choice and option. I think teams would be a little bit more viable and wanting to sign me to a contract. So it worked out in my favor a little bit.
Did it, because again, you map it out, did it work out like you thought it would in terms of everything from working out to being ready to getting back in to doing showcase? Like, did it work out like you thought it would?
It did. I'm still in the process of getting ready, though. I knew it was going to take a little bit of time. I had to kind of go through a mock spring training here in July and August to get ready to go, to be able to step back on the field and be ready to compete at the big league level. So it's nice that I had options remaining. I was able to get option down and get my work in here and figure out how to face live hitters again. But other than building up, I mean, it was very similar to a spring training routine for me at home. I had a great catcher, Cam Morrison from Stonehill, was throwing with me. And luckily got onto some colleges with some nice turf fields to throw on, and everything just worked out perfectly.
Could you tell you've been good throughout. Could you tell that your stuff was going to hold up, that you felt like, okay, you know, we're not going to be taking a step back, that we're going to hit the ground running a little bit?
Yeah, I felt like that everything was coming out good. I never had a radar gun or anything like that on
me. Really?
I just played catch. I mean, I never did it in spring anyways. I don't really care. Usually I'm on a contract and they sign me. They know what I'm going to bring everything I've got to the table every single time I take the ball. So I don't really worry too much about that. I'm just hoping now that I'm seeing the numbers on the board, I'm hoping that I'll keep building and keep climbing a little bit more, and I'll be right where I need to be. So now
you see numbers, and now you're like,
it still feels good. It's for me, I have had two outings, and it's kind of like spring training. You're just kind of working through those first couple outings, and then the third and fourth and fifth outings will be the ones that really matter.
This is a cliche question. How much did you miss it? I mean, how much did you?
You miss something. I miss some things about baseball and some things I don't. You know, the time consumption of, you know, not having your family around is tough, but I do miss the competitiveness on the field and being around the clubhouse with guys, and just the whole baseball experience as a whole. I miss that. But it does have, you know, a lot of pros, so I don't want to knock it. I enjoy playing the game.
And when you're stepping out here, is it sort of just like riding a bike? I mean, like, I know you're working through things, but is it like, okay, here we go?
It's
last 2 months of the season, here we go.
Yeah, it's very similar to everything. I mean, this is all I've ever done for my life, my professional career. This is how I made a living. So nothing's really changed for me. I'm just continuing to do what I know how to do, and hopefully that I'm still at the right level to be able to take it to the big leagues.
I know that you answered this in Philadelphia. But what was so attractive about the Phillies?
Well, we came pretty close in 22 with the Phillies. Really close, closest I've been since 2009. And it's a good group of guys, great organization. This place wants to win. They've got a group that is, you know, it's pretty hard to put together. Dombrowski and Middleton have done a great job. And Ned, they really have. And it's, you know, I wanted to be part of this group again. I've seen how much fun it is in Philly, especially when you're winning.
It's a good clubhouse.
Yeah, right? It's a good clubhouse, a good fan base. I mean, they love you and hate you, but, you know, the one thing is they want to win, and I want to win too.
And was it when teams show interest, that must be a good thing? Like, because like when you execute something like this, you are taking a little bit of a risk, but even though like you know that you can do it, but then all of a sudden a flurry of teams said, let's go, let's do it. I mean, that must have felt good, right?
It did. It's nice to have, you know, a lot of teams vying for me to come and join them, but you know, in the end, you get to choose one. So I chose a place I've been before and a group that I felt like are committed to winning and are going to play hard. So, I mean, I'm hoping I made the right choice. But either way, it feels good to be back in a Philly uniform.
And the last thing is Circle of Life, Team USA. Would you want to do that again?
For the Olympics or for...
Either.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get a call last time. I don't know what happened. So maybe they didn't think I was good enough. So I don't know. If I'm still playing, maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.